Books on Tape presents Loitering with Intent by Stuart Woods. Read by Tony Roberts. Chapter 1. Elaine's late. Stone Barrington arrived at his table at the same time as his usual Knob Creek on the Rocks and made a mental note to increase the waiter's tip. This generosity was blown right out of his mind as he took his first welcome sip, because entering the restaurant immediately after him, as if she had been following him in another cab, was his girlfriend, Tatiana Orlovsky. Stone was surprised to see her, because earlier in the day he had asked her to dinner and she had declined. Her excuse had been better than the I-have-to-wash-my-hair standby, but not much, and she had declined an invitation the evening before as well. They had been seeing each other for some months, and she pleased him more and more. He stood up to greet her. "Hello," she said. "May I take your coat and get you a drink? I have a business dinner in a few minutes, but we have time." She sat down without removing her coat, a bad sign. "No," she said. "I'm not staying. There's something I have to say to you."
"Very bad sign. Say to you, not talk with you."
His inference was that a response would not be entertained.
"All right," he said, taking a long drag on his bourbon. He had a feeling he was going to need it.
"Henry is moving back in," she said. Henry Kennerly was her estranged husband, and in Stone's experience and from her stories, he was an unreconstructed drunk and bully.
"Tati," Stone said, as gently as possible, "are you out of your fucking mind? He's been sober."